Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Musa Zwana. My friend Musa, who is the program director at WCAALP. And Musa is here to share some good news that WCAA will be on the air shortly, live. So Musa, tell everybody, when we'll be going live?
Hello, Cynthia. I want to say again, thank you for having me on Focus on Albany. I just want to say real quick, I am actually, I am actually the general manager. We are actually still looking for a volunteer program director, if anybody out there is interested. But yes, Cynthia, WCAA 107.3 FM, the Art, Albany, New York, community radio station, program Grand Street Community Arts Center, 68 Grand Street, downtown Albany. We are primed and ready to do our first live broadcast weekend this July 4th weekend. And we are very excited.
What are some of the things that you'll be having at your people who will be in the studio and music and talk? What's your lineup going to be like?
Well, I don't want to give it all away. We've got a lot of volunteer hosts, community people. Some of them you guys will all know. Some of them might be new to people. But we got a lot of great community hosts that are coming in and volunteering their time and maybe practicing and getting ready to go out here and do their first weekend, as well as a number of community people, local entertainers, local venues that are all going to come on and talk about what they've got going on here in the area. So really, if you're into Albany, if you're in Albany and you want to know what's going on and you want to hear about some of the people and places and things that are going on here or from here, you know, you'll see this weekend. You'll get a small taste of what the community radio station is going to be about.
Give our listeners a little background on you more or less spearheaded this whole thing to get the license and everything. How long have you been working on this?
Oh, wow. So a little over 3 years ago, Barbara Spring, who was a board member at the time, and Cleo Oliver, who was the executive director at the time, had found out about this new low-power FM community radio license that was being offered by the FCC. They didn't really feel like they had the skills to make it happen. Cleo knew me and kind of directed Barbara to me and said, hey, I know somebody who's got some radio skills. He could probably help us. So Barbara reached out to me. I can't say that I knew that I had the skills to make it happen, but somebody offered me, you know, an opportunity to start a community radio station, and I jumped at it. I jumped at it. So me, along with Barbara, Cleo, we found Al Davis and a number of other volunteers that came in. You know, we've been working on this thing for about 3 years, and we finally made it happen in early February. We were able to get the antenna up, get our transmitter going. We got automated broadcast going right now, and like we're here advertising this weekend, Saturday, July 1st through Tuesday, July 4th. We should have packed days of live broadcast from sports to community issues to entertainment.
I joined you guys about a year and a half ago, and it's been exciting because for a while it didn't look like we were going to get the license. It was like down to the wire. So we do have the license. We're ready to go. What do you envision WCAA becoming, and what kind of an impact do you envision WCAA having in the city of Albany?
Well, WCAA stands for Creative Arts and Activism, or Community Arts and Activism. I always kind of throw those two together. But the point being, we are Grand Street Community Arts Center is a community arts center. And so our first mission as a radio station is to promote the creative arts community here in the Albany area. So whether it's theater groups, musicians, filmmakers, painters, sculptors, dancers, you know, we really want to be a place to document, to talk about, to talk with a lot of the art and artists that are coming out of the area. Our second focus is community and activism. So we also want to make sure that we use our platform, we use our media as a place that people here in the city of Albany can get their voice heard, get their opinions heard about what's happening and what's going on here in the city of Albany. So, you know, being a place that pushes the creative arts community and helps it to grow, you know, that's our number one mission. Right along with making transformative impacts in the community. Can we help to clean the streets? Can we help get people jobs? Can we help get people into education? Can we help beautify, you know, neighborhoods that need it? If we can use our platform and use our media to get these kinds of things accomplished in our community, then we will have accomplished what we were created for.
This sounds great. So far, about how many people do you have coming in to volunteer, whether they're going to be disc jockeys, talk show hosts, behind the scenes? Have you gathered a lot of people for the initial launch of this?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, like we said, you know, you've been here about a year and a half. We've been working on this a little over 3 years. And, you know, it's been a long journey. We've had a lot of great volunteers, you know, come and go for many different reasons. You know, jobs, family issues, those kinds of things, you know, they take first in our lives. But for those who have been able to continue to give their energy to the station, you know, it's been much appreciated. Right now, we're probably looking at a good, 10 to 15 broadcasters going over these 4 days, you know, a host of guests that we've got lined up, and we're looking for more. You know, anybody out there that's interested in finding out more about the station, you know, please feel free to give us a call, 463-2222, or check us out online, wcaa1073.org. We're looking to speak to everybody in the community. I'm sure everybody's got a bit of a story that everybody else can relate to. But, yeah, we probably got about a good 15 or so hosts that you should be looking for to be broadcasting this weekend.
I know you have Jeremy Gold, who does a lot of music stuff. Besides music stuff and the stuff that I do with politics, as of right now, what else do you have planned, you know, for the launch and over the coming weeks and months ahead?
Well, yeah, you know, all the volunteers that you should hear this weekend are people that are working on their own shows. So look forward to all of them being on air, you know, with their own shows in the coming months. And we've got people like, we've got a board member, Larry Becker. He's a lawyer, a local lawyer. He's looking to speak, you know, a lot to community and activist issues. We've got another gentleman, Joshua Gruft. He's a local musician with a lot of local musician ties. He's going to be bringing in a lot of artists as well as out there entertainment. They're also working to bring us a lot of good artists and some good music. Lauren Tenney, local PhD. She is a psychology professor. She's going to come on. She's got a lot of stuff to talk about. Don Hyman's coming with the Jazz Connection. We've got so many. I feel bad that I actually started naming because I feel bad for the ones that I didn't name. But there are so many, you know, great shows that we're working on putting together, as well as, you know, anybody out there that's interested in community radio. You know, we're still looking for shows. There's plenty of airtime out there for us to deal with and for us to hand out. So people that are interested in doing this kind of thing, you know, always thought about being on radio, or maybe even you went to school for radio, but didn't get a chance to use it the way that you wanted to. You know, this is an opportunity to get back in the saddle. So we're always looking for new programmers that are interested as well. Please reach out and get a hold of us.
What's exciting about this, when I come to the meetings that you hold once a week, to listen to all of the creative people and all of their ideas, that's really special. So like Misa just said, if anybody is interested in joining a brand new creative endeavor, Misa, give us the number again.
Yeah, so real quick, I was going to say too, that's right, every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, we do a volunteer meeting. So anybody interested in just coming out and meeting other volunteers, that's a great place to start. Or you can give us a call, 518-463-2222. That's the Grand Street General number. If nobody answers, just leave a message and somebody will reach back out to you. And then, of course, you can always go to our Facebook, WCAALP 1073 FM. Look for us, and you can reach out to us there.
As you're working with, you know, other people in the community, and they share ideas and you share ideas, do you think you'll be filling a void in Albany?
Filling a void or carving a lane for ourselves. I think that there is an opportunity for a community-based radio station to make an in the Albany community. I think it's great timing, you know, with the political atmosphere that we've got. You know, it feels like a lot more people are taking it upon themselves to be not only politically active, but just more active in their communities. A bit of the fear of what's to come, or of what has already came, as well as what's to come, you know, I think has made people kind of strap up their boots a little bit tighter and say, hey, you know what? We got to take care of each other and take care of ourselves a little bit stronger. And I think the community radio station is a part of that. You know, we can be a part of it. We are a part of it in many places across the country already. And right here in Albany, that's what the mission of WCAALP will be to, you know, make that kind of transformative change in the community. You know, how can we help people? How can we use our platform to help people? As opposed to, you know, college stations, they're more about, you know, they get paid for by tuition fees and stuff. So it's kind of just practice area for everyone. Commercial stations, we already know what that is. Hey, they pick a genre and they run with it until that genre doesn't make them enough money anymore. And then they just switch it over to something else, whatever's new. Our niche is going to be, you know, helping the community. And the more that we're able to be a help to the community, the stronger and better of a radio station we will be.
I know two things that you're really excited about. The first thing being a candidate, I don't want to say debate, did you call it a forum? Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you're going to do as far as the races in Albany are concerned?
Oh, yeah. So we've got a number of great events lined up. In August, we are putting together, in conjunction with the League of Women Voters and possibly some other local nonprofits, we are putting together some community candidate forums, opportunities for local candidates to come on the radio with their opponents and talk about some of the issues that are affecting their parts of town, as well as Albany in general, as well as the nation in general. You know, there's just so many topics. We've only got so much time, but yeah, we've been reaching out to the candidates, asking them to save the date. We've got a lot of great feedback from candidates. Many of them have already, you know, pledged to be there. You know, so we also, I should say, we're planning on doing everything from, you know, Common Council Ward 1 through 15, all the way up through the Common Council President and the Mayor. So not all in one night, you know, we're going to spread it out through the month of August. But, you know, this is one of our ways that we're looking to be that voice or allow the voices in Albany to be heard by everyone. There's no better way for a candidate to win over and or lose, you know, constituents than to let the people hear what they have to say, you know, straight out of their own mouth for themselves. So we just want to be the platform to create that, allow people, allow the candidates to get their word out and see, like I'll say this real quick. To me, the measure of the success of the forums is, can we improve the voting numbers in the city of Albany? Can we get more people to actually come out and vote? If we can do that, then I think we've accomplished something. You know, I think then the community forums, you know, were successful.
The other thing that I know you're excited about and I'm excited about also is the national conference that we're going to host here in Albany. So tell everybody about what that is all about.
So this year we will be hosting the Grassroots Radio Conference. This is a national conference that's been going on for about 20 years. Different cities most of the time. It's been to the same city a couple times. But mostly it goes to different cities. Last year it was in Hot Springs, Arkansas. The year before that it was in Palinville, New York. And the year before that it was in Ames, Iowa. And it's really a conference of community radio stations that come together and talk about the issues and the new technologies and the newest trends that are affecting community radio and radio in general. It's a really great conference. I went to the one in Ames, Iowa, 3 years ago. 2 years ago at Palinville, we had one of our board members, Kirk Daniels, and one of our volunteers had gone out to the one in Palinville. They said they enjoyed it, learned a lot, looked at some great connections from it. So we're going to have, you know, probably 100 or so community radio professionals and activists from around the country, as far as, you know, Seattle and Washington, California, Florida, coming all the way here to Albany to talk community radio, community media. It's going to be a great time, and a lot of information, a lot of networking, and I am so excited about that one. I don't even know how to spell it.
But you know, the thing of it is, we'll be meeting people from all over the country, and that doors are open. So anybody that's listening to this that is in the Albany area, or maybe beyond the Albany area, who wants to participate, listen to the workshops, network with other people. You know, our doors are open, and there's a welcoming mat for everybody to participate in that also. Now, our range is within the city of Albany. Let's say I went on a trip, and there was something that I want to hear. Can I hear it streamed over the internet?
At the moment, no. We are not on the internet with our streams. That is part of what we're raising money for, so that we can get our online streaming and our online podcast together. We're working on our music licensing right now with the big three, ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. For both terrestrial radio, that's, you know, live over the air, as well as online, which is a separate license, which is an additional fee. So, you know, this is part of what the challenges are about being a nonprofit and a community radio station. You know, unfortunately, we haven't gotten the big grant money yet. We're still working on that. You know, we make what we do off of donations and our underwriting, you know, our low-end sponsorships and advertisings that we do with small businesses like Glenn Peters Jewelers, Glenn Peters Diamond Center up on Central Ave, you know, people that love to support community efforts. And that's kind of how we've gotten where we've got so far. We just look forward to more community support as we do our best to support the community.
So in our closing moments, can you give out the information that anybody can contact us?
Again, so the radio station is WCAALP 107.3 FM, The Arts, Albany, New York. It is a program of Grand Street Community Arts Center. We broadcast live from 68 Grand Street, downtown Albany. You can check us out online at WCAA1073.org. You can give us a call, 463-2222. That's area code 518-463-2222. That's our general information line. You can email us at info@WCAA1073.org. And if anybody out there is interested in community radio, maybe being a volunteer, whether on air, here in the studio, engineering, producing, interviewing, going out and tabling, fundraising, you know, anything anybody is interested, we do our regular volunteer meetings every Tuesday, 6 o'clock, right here at 68 Grand Street, corner of Grand and Madison.
Musa, I am so looking forward to the launch, and like you, I'm a little nervous because I'll be going live. So everybody, listen to 107.3 FM on your radio dial. You've been listening to Musa Zwana, and if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. And tell all your friends about WCA. Thanks, Musa, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.